call Westoff at Village Council meeting or Free Camp with pledge of prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Taney.
Yes.
Bauer.
Yes.
Hordenberger.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Musk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Okay, all previously been provided with a copy of the minutes from the April 26, 2021 council meeting. Unless they're corrected, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve April 26, 2021 minutes.
Second.
Hordenberger.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Taney.
Yes.
Musk.
Yes.
Bauer.
Yes.
Okay, believe it or not, I have absolutely no correspondence tonight. And we have no citizens' comments. So we'll go right into department report. Fire department.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Month of April 2021, we have a total of 15 calls. Four of those were brush-related fire calls. One was the mutual aid at Liddy Scrapyard. Six CMS calls. We had two hazardous conditions with no fire. Dispatch and canceled and route once, and one false call from the system malfunction. Village of Westoff was 5 calls, Lafayette Township 3, Linton 1, Oxford 2, White Eyes 1, and 3 calls out of the district. Like I said, 15 calls for April. Year to date, we're at 57. Last year, we had 14 calls in April, with a total of 54 for year to date. Had 109 firefighters respond for 114.25 hours on emergency calls. And you can see the rest down through there. For a total of 242 hours and 0.25 in April. Payroll was $1,090. Year to date, we're at $5,860. No fire loss for April. So year to date, we're at $965,500. Year to date last year, $362,310. I've got an update on the rescue truck today. We're still looking at late June, early July before it'll be ready to go to Vantech. Once it's to Vantech, it'll take a couple weeks to get radios, lights, and everything mounted in it. So we're still probably middle of July, first of August before it's in service. Had a couple unexpected issues this month. The casting on the pump housing on the brush truck split and cracked. Had to order a new pump. Brush truck's going up tomorrow to get that installed. That was $3,220.75. We also had to replace a 6-inch intake valve on engine 603. That was $1,605. New gear from CARES Act was put in service in the last couple weeks. Everybody got their new gear, plus the old gear as a backup and spare. Everybody has 2 sets of gloves. Everybody has 2 HEPA hoods. So been going well there. The other thing with Shockton Foundation, we're going to turn in a grant for $8,735 for a hose roller. It's a power hose roller for large diameter hose. With all the new hydrants down through County Road 16 and everywhere else, we're laying a lot of 4-inch hose now. And the difference between a 3-inch line and a 4-inch line weighs quite a bit. And we're going to try to eliminate some back injuries with that power hose roller. Hopefully we get that grant. If not, we've got a little bit of fundraising money we can put toward it, and hopefully with homecoming this year we can raise the rest of it if we don't get the grant and buy it ourselves. Questions?
Nope.
Right. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Fiscal officer.
I have a few pieces of legislation on the table tonight, and they all go together. They all kind of intertwine together. So they all revolve around the restroom project over at the Waterworks ball fields. And the bid that was awarded, it was in the amount of $67,765, and it was to Stouffer Construction. And what I'm looking for in the legislation, the first one being 2021-35, and this one is to authorize myself as well as Chris to sign any of the documents, contracts, purchase orders, and so forth for the amount of that $67,000 for the bid. And then in relationship to that, just because of the funding that we currently have in the park fund and what we anticipate to receive, I'm requesting approval in resolution 2021-38 to advance $8,000 from the general fund to the park fund, and that would be reimbursed once we receive our ARPA funding, and I have it dated in there that it would be reimbursed before the end of this fiscal year, so before December 31st. And then the final thing in relationship to that, in order for any of that to happen, I need to be able to appropriate the money. So I need resolution 2021-36 to add funds into the park fund capital outlay account in order to do that purchase order for that first and have all that in place. Also, there's one other line item in the outing funds, $450 into the police department account. That is what we had to add an extra spectrum account for their internet over there, for the CAD system and so forth, just because we're sucking too much resources out of what we have in the admin building. So they have to have their own dedicated system for that. So I just need to appropriate a line item and a spectrum blank purchase order that we have just to accommodate for the bill for the rest of the year. So with all three of those pieces of legislation, I'd ask that you consider waiving the three readings on that, passing that tonight, so that we can get the ball rolling with that project. In addition to that, I had met with the ordinance committee here a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about the pay and benefit ordinance and relationship to the sick pay and increasing those hours. And we were kind of comparing what the cost would be to increase the number of hours that we would give the employees for sick pay to cover, like if they were to get have a bad accident or something, break a leg, whatever, be totally out of position for a long period of time, where we just feel that the bucket of hours that they're allowed to accumulate wouldn't cover them the whole time they were off work. So we were looking at the cost of extending those hours versus what it would cost to just expand their short-term disability policy, which is currently a 3-month policy. And in order to expand that from 3 months to 6 months, it's only going to cost us an extra $700 to $800 a year total. So that's one thing that I wanted to bring before you tonight, is request approval to go ahead and move forward with increasing that from 3 months to 6 months at that $700 to $800 extra cost this year.
I would be very supportive of that. Social Security disability kicks in at 6 months. So if a person is disabled when they're out there, this would cover them for the first 6 months until they would, for folks could qualify for some form of disability on a more permanent basis. So with that, I would entertain a motion to approve that unless there's any further discussion.
Second.
I make a motion that we approve the sick leave from 3 months to 6 months.
The short term?
Short term, yes.
Second.
I'm sorry, who's second to that? Okay.
Take your pick.
Take your pick, all right. Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Ordenturker?
Excuse me.
Bauer?
Yes.
Janey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Get that taken care of. Also, I received notification from Rita. They're getting ready to start their late filing notices. So remember, we did this last year. We requested Rita to send out letters to all of the taxpayers in the village if they had filed taxes. And they, just to give you a quick rundown, last year they sent out 499 letters. And they established liabilities in the amount of $9,493. And out of that collected by the beginning of May, they collected $5,969. That cost us nothing to have them send those letters out, okay? So we also had the option last year for them to do a subpoena program where they would do the subpoenas and send out to those that did not respond to the initial letters. And with that subpoena program, with COVID, they're not doing anything in person. Beforehand, they would come here, they would set a station up and have people come here, bring their tax information, fill their taxes out for them, and be done with it. But this year, they're going to do it all by mail, but they're going to do those subpoenas and request that information from the taxpayer. And that would, for each of those subpoenas, it's $1. So they're estimating, worst case, it would be about $550 as far as the ones that would not respond to it. So I guess I'm thinking this year, since they've already went through the first round of sending the letters out and we got a really good response with that, they're looking at 613 accounts right now that have at least one missing return for tax years 2015 to 2019. So if they go through that first round, send those letters out, and you get people to respond to that, anybody that has not responded to that first round of letters would get the subpoena. And for each one of those, it would be $1 a piece. So I'm requesting approval from you to go ahead through with the subpoena program this year, just to see, if we can get a little bit more further than that as far as different accounts are out there.
One new return that the subpoena programs bring in would potentially pay for the whole subpoena process.
Yeah, and with us bringing in, just for them doing the non-filing letters last year without the subpoena program, like I said, we brought in about $6,000 just for doing that. So I'd like to just take it a step further and see what we can get with that this year. And that's the thing, that's a yearly thing. Next year when it comes back around, we don't have to do the subpoena program. We can see where we stand and just do the letters again next year if we want to do that.
Everybody for it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fine.
Let's approve Amy to join the subpoena program for Rita.
You have a second?
Second.
Janey?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Ordenturker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
That's other than that, we had a finance committee meeting tonight, and I did provide April's end of month cash summary. So once that report's given, we'll look for that approval, and those have been passed around for approval.
Very good. Police department, chief. Hello, everybody. I'll start with my monthly report. For April of 2021, we had 407 total calls for service, 30 reports taken, 0 felony arrests, 6 misdemeanor arrests, 0 juvenile arrests, 33 traffic stops, 9 traffic citations, 2 traffic crashes, 0 OBI arrests, 2 warrant arrests, 1 paper service, civil paper service, and 447.59 gallons of fuel used. Any questions on that? Okay, moving on from there,
quite a bit of things going on right now. So last, I think it was last week, I applied for the BVP grant.
That was the week before.
Yep. Okay, so I applied for a BVP grant. This is the Bulletproof Vest Partnership grant. It's one we've had previously. They pay 50% of any cost towards any new bulletproof vests that we might need. For instance, Jared Lindwig left the office. I have a new hire. She can't wear Jared's vest. So that's just one example of at least one new vest I'm going to need. And this will help pay for that. So hopefully that one gets granted to us. The Ford Cruiser is back in the shop. Apparently the same problem that it had before, the parts that they got originally to fix it, were also faulty. So it's back down there, and they're working on it again. So we got the exact same problem because of parts that just weren't any good. I guess it happens. But the good news is, if it's the same problem, the same repairs, it's not going to cost us any more money. So, the auxiliary officer that we hired and gave commission to, I found out from the state of Ohio when I submitted his paperwork that the state of Ohio needs a copy of our ordinance that allows us to have auxiliary officers. We know that ordinance exists, but it's very old, somewhere in the archives. So what I'd done is I'd reached out to have a new ordinance written and approved tonight, I believe.
Yes.
So that we can get that done, because I have to send that ordinance in with the paperwork for Officer Dixon. So we got that, and a couple of things that I want to let council know that I've got coming that I'm working on and trying to put in place. Number one is a demonstration of the canine. I'd like to do at homecoming. So I've spoken to the mayor a little bit about it, and from what I understand, there's a block Saturday afternoon at the homecoming when it sounds like we'll be able to put that together. I'm hoping to do a pretty large scale demonstration. I've talked to some people about joining us, and I'll leave it at that for now until I've got some answers on exactly what we're going to do. But that's one I'd like to do, the first official public demonstration of our police canine. And then also later, probably early fall, maybe October, I'm going to try to put together a fundraiser in the form of a poker run, a motorcycle poker run, to raise money for the canine program for ongoing yearly expenses. So I've reached out to a few people about that for help and ideas and that sort of thing, but I've been involved in poker runs for fundraising for police canines in the past. As a matter of fact, on June 5th, I'll be riding in one that I ride in every year and I never miss it. And that poker run always raises money for a police canine someplace. Last but not least, I know I'd spoken to some of you, if not all of you, about some other grants that were coming out. The Justice Assistant Grant and the COPS Grant, which is the COPS Hiring Program. One of those I've laid on the table with a fact sheet for you guys to be able to look at. They're pretty extensive. Both of them are open now. Both of their deadlines are in June. So it's a very short timeline, and I've reached out for some assistance to help me write those grants. Because I looked at some examples, I looked at the emails that were sent to me to show me what was needed for those. And quite frankly, if I had 90 days to do them, I could probably do that. But 30 days, I don't think I can get it done. You know, I have to admit my own limitations, and that's probably a pretty short timeline for me to get everything in order and get especially both of them at the same time done. So I've reached out for some help. I've gotten some good response, and I think I found somebody to help us out with that through Shopton Port Authority. So I've been talking to her since Friday, back and forth about working on this. So, but those are the couple of things. These grants are going to take up a lot of my time for the next month until we get them filed. It's already taken up pretty much most of the day Friday and most of the day today, just back and forth talking and getting information together and finding out exactly what we have to do to get these filed. So I'm going to be going for those. If I get the Justice Assistant Grant, I'd like to see that come through for us for either equipment costs or training costs or both. If I get the COPS grant, the COPS is strictly for hiring personnel. And what I would like to see happen there is possibly hiring two officers, one to work out on the road, one to work full-time in the schools. Those are my plans. So just keeping you guys in the loop on where I'm at with this stuff, what my plans are, and what I'd like to do. So, any questions?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Melissa, do you have any report for us tonight?
I really don't have a lot to, well, maybe I do have a lot. We filed some litigation, so that was filed in court last week, and then I had to come down and get the originals filed, so that's taken care of. Assisted rewriting a ordinance for you guys, which I think is already discussed, and it's on the docket for tonight. And I also received some mail at my home, which I leave from work to come here, so I showed up today. It looks like it's something from an accountant. I suspect that it has to do with the accountant assigned to do the scheduled audit.
Yes. Yes. Probably from Wilson Phillips and Aiden.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I will get that scanned and sent in tomorrow. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Speaking of the solicitor, when all the other agenda items are taken care of, I am going to ask for a very brief executive session to discuss litigation, so just so you're aware. Village Administrator, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. Shopton Water Project. The way I understand it, we've been on the Shopton Water now for about 9 days. So we have been on Coshocton Water. I don't know where we stand as far as demolition of our current water treatment plant or what the plan is moving forward. I know what the deadlines are. I know that they've been pushed back, but that is a Coshocton project. So I will leave it for them to communicate to the general public when those dates will be, because I could be wrong. They might know something I don't know. So. But the bottom line is we are now being shot with water on a full-time basis in the village. If you have not had your meter changed out from a West Lafayette meter to a Coshocton meter, you need to get a hold of Newman's Plumbing as soon as you can. We are approaching that time period and that that magic number where Coshocton will start to look at the customers within the village that have not had the switch out. They will start to hang door hangers and will start to reach out to them. But eventually, what will happen shortly, probably within the next 30 days, if no attempt is made or we can't get that meter changed out, Coshocton will likely just come up and turn about and shut the water off. And then somebody will get the meter changed out. So. I don't know exactly how they're going to navigate that process, but ultimately they do hold the keys, literally, no pun intended. So if you haven't had your meter, you haven't made the call, please do so. Newman's Plumbing, it was in the packet that you received.
If I could, Chris, just interject, I listened to Coshocton's committee meetings live tonight, and they announced that they have approximately 100 meters left to change out.
Good.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. I have 104, yep. Okay, been in contact with Ronnie Ports, who is the lead engineer on that entire project, Contract A and Contract B. He graciously gave the Village of West Lafayette the opportunity to walk the project and to create what he called a punch-out list, things that that I felt didn't meet the specifications or things that I was unhappy with at the end of the day. This is a document entitled City of Coshocton, Ohio, West Lafayette Waterline Improvements Contract B Replacement Index to Construction and Material Specification. So this is basically how they were supposed to do everything from grass seed to how they buried the pipe to what size stone they filled it back in. You name it, this is the specification book. I walked every foot of the project and found 581 examples where they did not meet the specifications. I took a picture of each, and they are right here. There are 2 5.5 by 7 or a little bit bigger pictures on each. So here are all 581 examples of non-compliance with the specifications. So I did meet with a supervisor from Tucson and a supervisor from EA, and they are going to do their best to address and bring these situations up to standards. So I did not make each of you a copy of this, of these two trees that we killed to make this. But this copy stays in this room. You guys are more than welcome to look at it. It does come with a cover letter. It's a 3-page cover letter. And just so you know, primarily, there was a, let's just call it what it is, a very poor job of growing grass and reseeding the grass. The grass was not brought to grade. The fertilizer, the lime was not used correctly. There was an erosion protection put into place, and we didn't do a good job of meeting the slope of the new soil with the undisturbed soil. So we have a definitive line of demarcation in everybody's yard. Do I understand that there's going to be different colored grasses? Yes. Should there be a 1.5 to 2 inch drop from the old to the new? No. So basically, in generic thing like that, I wrote, but then I highlighted right here about 4 dozen specific, what we would consider absolute must non-generic things, and you're more than welcome to look through that. As far as asphalt, I'm getting a lot of questions about the asphalt. The specification book was very clear. Finished asphaltic or concrete work must be done in a air hammer or a straight line saw cut. So when you stand at Burke Park and look down 4th Street and you see the amoeba-shaped stuff, that is not the specification. And I told them that is not acceptable. So they're going to have to lighten it or do whatever they want to fix it. But the bottom line is it's not the specification. And then the other major concern that I have and that the village has, not to mention the size of the stones in people's yard, specification, I had a lot of people call me about gravel and stone in the yard. Specification is very, very easy to read. Nothing greater than 3/8 of an inch piece of stone. I mean, that's a pebble. If it's bigger than a pebble, it's not supposed to be there. And then finally, the largest concern that I have, and other members of other people in this room probably have the same concern, is the incorrect installation of the fire hydrants. There wasn't a single fire hydrant installed in the village to spec, not a single one. Fire hydrants have to be flush with the ground. They can't be sticking up this far out of the ground. And every fire hydrant is supposed to be mounted on a 2-foot square, 6-inch thick piece of concrete, and not a single one was. So I pointed out to the engineer. So this copy will stay here. You guys are more than welcome to look at it. It's by zone, so you can see the zone. You'll see my fingers pointing out the zone on the map and in the pictures that follow it. So you can find your neighborhood, or if a neighbor comes in and asks questions, you can have the picture. I have another copy like this. I'm going to give them a couple weeks to fix it, and then I'm going to go 581 pictures at a time and see if they fix it. If they don't, they get to keep trying. So that's where we're at on the Coshocton Water Project. Potholes. The mayor asked me to look into potholes. There are quite a few potholes. I was actually kind of interested to see how many holes and what kind of patch jobs we were going to do relative to the Shopping Water project before I just started filling potholes in. So they're pretty much done. Well, they think they're done with their concrete and asphalt work. So on Thursday, we will have vendors in the village driving around with John Newell from the street department, and he's already making his list of all the potholes that need filled in. So I will likely have that work completed next week. The King Street paving, as part of last year's countywide paving project, obviously did not occur in the monsoon conditions that we experienced at the end of last week. The best estimate that I could get from the engineer, and he's in the same boat everybody else is. This is no fault of Fred's. Fred was very open, very honest, and he said soon. So that's the best. I mean, the asphalt companies are all in the bind. They're trying to catch up. They're trying to finish other projects. So Fred was very open, very honest. He said soon. Our West Lafayette King Street is right at the top of the list of all the other things that they still have to wrap up from last year in the county. So by the end of the month, he tells me that King Street will be done. And that will be a two-day project. One day to grind, one day to pour the asphalt. Non-compliant yards. Last week, I actually had to mow 9 yards. And that's the most I've mowed in 2 years. So the high grass warnings were posted on a Friday. We don't ever count the first day. You get 5 days, but you did have Friday night. But we didn't count it. So you had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's 5 days. I cut it on Thursday. So they really had 6.5 days. Posted 21 properties, ended up mowing 9. Understand that when I mow people's grass, it's $100 an hour with a $100 minimum. So we did mow mine. All the invoices were sent out. Speaking of my grass, this week I will likely not post any. With all the wet rain we had over the weekend and the rain that is expected to continue, I am going to not post high grass this week. Next Monday I will. It will be the first thing I do next Monday is drive around town and post high grass. So please do your best to mow between the raindrops this week and not make the list. I also will begin some pretty aggressive code enforcement relative to junk motor vehicles and backyards and side yards that are not up to the ordinance code. Talked with the finance committee this evening. As you know, we've been working with Hannah DeWald from the CDC of Ohio. It's the consulting firm that the Shawnee County Commissioners are utilizing to help them spend the CDBG money. Like I said, working with the Hannah and Amy and Diversified Engineering. The short of it is, Hannah will be here at the next council meeting. Between CBG and Neighborhood Revitalization Grant, we're up for $1.35 million in grant dollar. Our local match will be $110,000, and we are going to get a lot of things done for that, to include, but not limited to, replacing the stormwater here on Main Street that was, for some reason, decommissioned, fixing the stormwater system, starting at 7th, installing new, and then fixing and upgrading it all the way up through 6th, 5th, to 4th. We're talking about paving the parking lots out of Waterworks Park, adding a new parking lot out of Waterworks Park, building a shelter house out of Waterworks Park, installing a basketball court out of Waterworks Park, paving basically every place the Coshocton Water Project has had patches we're gonna pave the roads. So all of 4th from Oak to King, Gay from Main to Union, South Kirk from Main to 5th, 6th Street from Ferry to Plainfield. We're gonna get about 10 new stoplights in town. Bradford's watching, we're not getting 10 stoplights. No, we're getting about 10 new streetlights in town. The police department was gracious enough to provide me with a list of dark intersections, and when they do their business checks, where it was pretty tough for them to complete it, and a place where nonsense tends to occur. So we're gonna be able to get about 10 new streetlights. We're gonna be able to do some paving the public parking lot, the new sidewalk. So basically we're getting $1.35 million worth of work for $110,000. A lot of that match fund we're gonna be able to use with the ARPA money. Having said that, in your printed out packets tonight, you each have 2 surveys. If you would be so kind to fill 1 survey out before you leave tonight, and that is yours, since you all live in the village. And then I've given you each an extra one, if you could each find somebody to fill out the second one, it would be great. Hannah and I actually set a table out during Yellow Flag Sale, and believe it or not, we had somebody that we've never met came up, and one of the things they would like us to see done with grant money was to improve the storm drain on 6th and Oak. And that's literally the number one item on the list that we were already gonna do. So anytime we get feedback from citizens, it helps us obtain grants. So please fill those out. And if you can, try to pass the other one out.
And I have that for OPIP too, if you want more.
The Waterworks Park restroom project that Amy talked about and all the legislation that surrounds it, tomorrow they will begin to dig the footers. And if everything goes right, those will be done by the end of the month. But that construction will begin tomorrow. Legislation. We have legislation 2021-39. It's up for its first reading tonight. So I'm going to ask that you give it its first reading. And it's basically very similar to the legislation that we tabled until Mr. Given has the opportunity to read over the contract for us obtaining the county force main system. This particular piece of legislation, we are going to enter into a separate agreement with Pearl Valley Chiefs. They are an industrial use customer on County Force Main. They are the only industrial customer, so they will have a different fee structure. They will have things, obligations placed upon them, reporting obligations should they have a plant upset, and some other values of the wastewater that they send us and stay within certain tolerance levels. So that's not in your packet. I didn't give you guys want to care about how much TSS and how much dissolved oxygen, but if you want to see it, I have it in the notes up here. So I'd ask for you to give that the first reading this evening. The last two things I have, number one, you see I'm not in my button-up, and I'm in, you guys can obviously figure, I was coaching a baseball game, so I did leave my son's baseball game coaching to come here this evening. I would ask you guys to understand that he has a baseball game scheduled the next 4 Mondays, and he's only 12 months. So this will probably be the last meeting I'm at for the next 4. I hope you guys understand that. I promise you I will provide a typewritten report to each of you, but I didn't feel like not showing up tonight was a good idea. So I left the game early and came, but I would like to go to this ball game. So I'm going to give the mayor a report, give you guys a report, and I'll see you in June. And other than that, Bo, I'd like to have a building something.
Yep, we'll get a schedule tonight.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Let's do the committee report, go in properly.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community business relations or business development?
Nothing.
Community relations?
The Chamber of Commerce is 73rd annual homecoming is coming up July 29th, 30th, and 31st. So that's the next big event for the village.
And they will meet in their next meeting at the Eat Stand,
Twenty-fifth,
yeah. Anything else, Chris?
That's all.
Finance?
Finance met tonight. Everything looks good so far this year. I just need approval for April's cash summary.
Motion for approval on April's cash summary.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Haas?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Anything else, Bill?
No, that's it.
Nothing for fire dependency ordinance? No, nothing at this time. Park board?
Park board had a meeting. We discussed trees for Burt Park, and we also talked a little bit about the restroom facility getting ready to get started, and waiting on the VA to let us know what the trees is going to cost. He was going to check it out. So that's where we're at with that right now.
Okay. Planning commission?
Pardon?
Planning commission.
Can't hear you.
Planning commission.
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry.
Public safety?
No, public safety met on the 29th of April. We discussed personnel, and there's no action at this time.
Okay, public works?
Nothing at this time.
Nothing for record retention, nothing for rules, zoning, and building code?
Nothing at this time.
Okay, let's get the legislation out of the way. First up, second reading, ordinance 2021-34, an ordinance establishing the 2021 pay and benefit schedule for the village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That's the second reading. Up next, this resolution contains an emergency clause. Resolution 2021-35, a resolution authorizing the fiscal officer and village administrator to sign and execute all documents necessary with Stokers Construction LLC for restroom construction.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-35.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Haas?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Haas?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Up next is resolution 2021-36, also contains an emergency clause. A resolution to amend the 2021 permanent appropriation ordinance 2020-87, adding funds. And the fiscal officer did address this.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-36.
Second. Wheeler?
Yep.
Haas?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second. Nope, sorry.
Nope.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Haas?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, up next is ordinance 2021-37. It does contain the emergency clause. The mayor ordinance authorizing the mayor to establish and reestablish an auxiliary police unit and authorizing all such powers necessary to accomplish the same, repealing all prior orders of this nature and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the required three readings.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Ordenperger?
Yes.
Haas?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Haas?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Gordon Parker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, up next is resolution 2021-38, a resolution to advance $8,000 to the Park Fund 2020 from the General Fund 101. And again, the fiscal officer addressed this in her report.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-38.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Gordon Parker?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Gordon Parker?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Okay, last but not least, this will just be one reading for this ordinance. Ordinance 2021-39, an ordinance authorizing the mayor, the village administrator, and the fiscal officer to execute all necessary documents for the village of West Lafayette to enter into a wastewater agreement with Pearl Valley Cheese and declare an emergency. That's the end of the resolution. I have no other business. Let's schedule some committee meetings.
Rich, Christy, Chris. Obviously.
Sunday, Wednesdays are out for me.
Tuesday the 18th.
Tuesday the 18th.
Rich, Christy.
Okay.
Work for me.
6 o'clock.
I'm good with that.
Building and zoning, Tuesday.
You bring in supper?
I don't know, maybe.
18th at 6 o'clock?
Yep. What do you want?
Anybody else? One once? Twice? Gone. Committee meeting with zoning and building codes on the 18th of May at 6 o'clock p.m. Bills have been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion.
Okay, take a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Kane?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Gordon Parker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep. Okay, at this point, I would like to ask for an executive session to discuss litigation. Shouldn't be too long. Village administrator and the fiscal officer may stay, as well as a solicitor. So I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session with solicitor, village administrator, and fiscal officer to stay.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Gordon Parker?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Okay, at 7:51, we're now off the record.
You're welcome.